好，那但是呢，有没有人是从来没听过的？就还没听过我的信息名，今天是第一次来的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if this is the first time you attend this series of talk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10，我也差不多十位哈，占了三分之一哈。那从头听到尾的有吗？从去年听到今年。
Please raise your hand if you have followed this series of talk along from the very beginning.
Only one. OK, 所以你们都是听一点听一点的哈。
So there's only one people who follow the talk all along, and there are about 10 people, about one third of audience that just attended today.
所以我想我还是稍微提一下哈，整个信心名的架构哈，我们一开始的时候有提到说，它是我把它分成信解行证，好来把整个信心名的内容呢，整个架构架起来。
So, let's do a quick recap, and let's talk about the structure of faith in mind. I break down into four stages: faith, understanding, practice, and realization.
好，那一开始哈，第一句"自道无难，唯险拣择"哈，其实就是起信哈，就是说。要告诉大家说，其实呢，我们要成佛，达到最高的道哈，其实不难，好，只要我们把分别的心去掉。所以呢，第一个部分会说，整个课程，整个这个诗，它的最核心的就是先起信。
So the first two lines of the faith in mind talks about the faith generating the great faith. Those two lines says.The supreme way is not difficult if only you do not pick and choose. So it's very important to give rise to great faith and let go the discriminating mind.
那接下来呢，其实我们必须要去了解怎么样可以做到自道无难哈。所以接下来呢，就有很多的诗句都全部都是在讲。什么叫分别心？然后不分别的时候是怎么样？哦，所以呢，接下来的那个诗词呢，全部都是让大家可以去理解、了解这些内容。
And the second step in the poem is about how to realize this non-discriminating mind. What happens if there's no discriminating mind? There's a lot of verses talking about that.
所以这个是信心名里面呢，指导修行者的观念的一个比较最重要的一个内容的部分。
So the second part is very important because it's very practical hands-on method to teach practitioners how to practice to let go the discriminating mind.
那因为我是依据圣严师父的信心名这一本书哈，新的诗记这本书。那师父在解释信心名的时候呢，很强调我们在生活中，我们在禅修中，在运用方法的时候，怎么样让它跟生活可以结合。所以呢，师父在解释信心名的时候，其实很多的部分是结合生活。好，所以这个部分是第三个，就是行修行跟实际实践的部分。
Because my talk is based on 师父's book, Faith in Mind.And in Shifu's book, he emphasized a lot about how to practice Chan and how to apply Chan in daily life. That's the third part about the practice. So my talk also emphasized a lot about how to practice Chan and how to connect, how to apply that in your daily life.
我们起信、理解、然后修行这一些的内容，它的方向是哪里呢？就是我们最后修行的目标是什么？然后最后可以达到什么样的状态呢？所以信心云在最后呢，有一段的内容呢，全部在讲体证证悟的境界，也就是第四个部分哈，就是信心云讲的禅者的体证的世界。
So the poem started with giving rise to great faith, and the next step we understand how to how to practice, how to understand what is non-discriminating mind. And then the third step is about practice, how to apply that to daily life. And the last part, the fourth stage of the book, talks about the direction of our practice and what stage do we eventually want to reach. So the last part of the poem in the book talks about the enlightenment stage.
所以呢, 接下来的四次呢, 我们会谈比较多是, 体证的境界,
So the last four talks, we will focus on the stage of realization.
而且我们要把新习明做一个 ending, 就是做一个结束。
And we will give a summary and end to this great poem.
好。 那以诗记来说，我们上次蛮早的，一开始的时候就讲到了，起信的部分就是从知道无难、危险、拣择里面开始，这是整个信心明的要义。And
as we mentioned in previous talks, in the beginning, it's giving rise to this great faith. It focuses on the supreme way is not difficult if only you do not pick and choose. It's really the essence of the poem.
那从淡漠真爱一直到临有偏挡，这一大段的内容就是我们刚刚讲的解跟行，那这个解跟行里面呢，其实它是穿插了相对的有无，然后空有，或者是好物、喜物，这些相对的概念来跟我们讲什么是分别行。 然后再从分别心里面，其实我们的目标是要从分别的心，两个的心，到最后要统一，让心纯粹集中到一心，最后呢要达到无心。所以在这一段的内容里面呢，就是来来回回一直在谈这一些内容。And
then from that line goes on from no neither love nor hate until
能说。
There should be no discrimination. All the big part of the poem focus on helps us to understand the discriminating mind and how to practice to achieve that result. So it illustrates with existence and emptiness, with likes and dislikes, with all those parallels to show us what discriminating mind is and how to let go of discriminating mind. It talks from the discriminating mind to the unifying mind, to one mind, and eventually to no mind.
好，但这是一个过程，那这个是要在这个过程里面能够达到无心呢，它需要有，是第三个部分，大道体宽，一直到归复自然，这个内容呢，就是要讲到修行我们应该有的观念跟方法。
So it is a whole process from the beginning from the discriminating mind eventually to one mind to no mind. It's a whole process. And from the poem mentioned, the way is brought from that verse into all should return to spontaneous, to natural. From that part talks about the method and the concepts.
好。 最后呢，就四跟五呢，就是从止动无动，一直到非去来经，那就是在讲证悟的境界。And
the last part starts from the verse "Stop activity, and there's no activity to the very end. There's no past."
那这个就是整个信心明的整体的架构。This
is the whole structure of the poem "Faith in Mind."
好，那接下来哈。 我们就要开始谈证悟的境界。Now
we will begin today's talk about the stage of enlightenment.
我们还没有谈这个内容之前，那大家，我问一下大家，你们觉得你们已经证悟了吗？
So before we start the talk, please raise your hand if you feel that you have reached enlightenment stage.
我想可能没有人敢举手，对啊，这是一个事实，对吗？ 就是大家都还没有到证悟的境界。I
guess people are afraid of raising their hand, but I guess probably this is also a fact that no one has reached this stage yet.
那你们会不会有一个疑问哈？就是我们都没有办法达到，你现在跟我们讲这个哈，我们听得懂吗
？So, do you have a doubt that, since we haven't reached enlightenment stage, why are we sitting here? You talk about a stage of realization. Will us be able to understand?
有没有？有的人举手。
Please raise your hand if you feel this way.
那很想知道证悟境界的。那也举手一下。
Please raise your hand if you really want to know the enlightenment stage.
OK. 那你们为什么知道呢？为什么想知道？ So why?
So why do you want to know the stage of realization for people who raise their hands?
如果你想表达一下，你可以先举个手，我们麦克风就交给你啊。您先讲，我再讲。
If you would like to share, please raise your hand and we will pass on the microphone.
为什么你要知道？
So why do you want to know the stage
of
enlightenment?
没关系，那你翻译一下。
The answer is, so by doing this, by knowing the enlightenment stage, I will know where I am right now in my practice.
对，一个是对自己来说，可以知道自己在哪一个阶段哈。那对别人来说呢？
So this is for yourself to compare the measure and to understand where you are in your practice. So what about to others? What does that mean, knowing enlightenment stage?
别人跟我无关是吗？所以不用管他到底有没有那个境界。
No, my business, where other people are.
Is it?
真正一个本性，那个佛性叫什么？大家都很非常想知道自己的佛性是到底什么一个境界，大家都想知道。
那别人？
大家都有佛性，别人都是一样。
所以呢？
大家都想找的事情。
都想找了，这样。好，那对方有没有佛性？
有的有。
重不重要？
重要，都重要，都佛性。
怎么看得出来？
众生平等啊。
众生平等哦，好，这样他很难翻哦。
Okay. So the answer is another answer is, well, because we all have Buddha nature, so everyone is curious to know what the enlightenment stage is, because in that stage the Buddha nature will manifest it. So and Fasha asked, well, so is that just about yourself or what about the rest of people? And the answer is everyone, including me and the rest of people. Everyone has Buddha nature. Everyone wants to know what the enlightenment stage is.
So everybody agree with him? Agree.
People agree.
Okay. 那如果有人跟你说我已经成佛了哈，然后我也是祖师再来哈，然后我也证悟了。这个是别人嘛，对不对？那你怎么看得出来他到底是不是成佛开悟然后解脱呢？
So if someone tells you that he's already enlightened, he's actually a returning great bodhisattva and he's already his Buddha nature has already manifested in him already. So how do you know if he's telling truth?
你相信吗？
Do you believe in him?
为什么不相信？
Why is there some people shaking heads? So why not?
对，不知道怎么看嘛，哈，所以先不要相信。我们其实坊间好多真佛宗啊，还有什么如来什么的啊，然后我又是什么什么佛的，有没有？有没有看过？你们看那个招牌，好多各种各样的，有听过吗
？So yes. So if you don't know how to tell, don't believe in first, because there's so many out path practitioners out there claiming they are returning great bodhisattva, so they're Buddha. In their marketing materials, they claim a lot of things. So just don't believe in them.
所以怎么办呢？其实哈，就是为什么我们还是会谈证悟的境界？一个是刚刚大家说的了解自己的阶段的状态，是不是？第二个是了解别人讲的状态对不对，你就有一个可以衡量的一个参考的值，知道说他第一个有没有符合这个，第二个有没有符合这个，你就知道对方讲的是不是真的佛， 真的开悟。
So the reason we need to talk about the enlightenment stage, just like what people already answered, first of all, everyone wants to know what enlightenment stage is, so you can know where you are in your practice. It's a measurement to yourself. But also, it's great measurement to what others claim to be, because a lot of people will claim a lot of things, and then you have the tools, you have the standards or methods to measure what they claim, whether it's true or not.
这也就是说，我还没有讲正式的内容之前哈，大家先清楚，我要了解这个的原因，不只是了解自己，还要真正知道真正的佛法、正信的佛教应该是怎么样的。
So that's why that's very important. Before I start talking about the enlightenment stage, it's important to know why we want to talk about it. Because first of all, it can be a tool, a measurement to yourself. At the same time, it also helps you to understand, to discern what is, right Buddha Dharma.
这样清楚吗？先清楚动机，然后知道我为什么要学习这个。你等一下在学习的时候，你就比较可以更掌握那个重点。
So, are you clear now? Then before we starting, we need to know, be clear about our motives, and then we can better study these verses.
好，那这一段的诗哈，我们来看哈，就是止动无动，动止无止，两寂不成，一和有耳。好，你可以先念这一段英文哈。
Yeah.So these four lines are stop activity and there's no activity. When activity stops, there's no rest. Since two cannot be established, how can there be one?
那接下来呢是究竟穷极不存鬼则。
The next two lines are in the very ultimate, rules and standards do not exist.
然后呢起心平等。所作俱息。
And the following two lines are develop a mind of equanimity and all deeds are put to rest.
那狐疑静静，然后呢正信调止。
The following verses are anxious doubts are completely cleared. Right faith is made upright.
最后呢是一切不留无可记忆虚名自然不劳心力。
The next four verses are Nothing lingers behind, nothing can be remembered, bright and empty, functioning naturally, the mind does not exert itself.
你如果懂英文哈，可能你就可以理解中文。
So if you understand English, you probably can better understand these classic Chinese verses.
因为英文都是比较是用那个解释性的，中文呢就太为了要像诗一样哦，就非常的简洁。
Because when it comes to English translation, it's focused on understanding, so using those words and the phrases. But in Chinese, because it's classic poem, so it's very brief, very succinct. It's not easy to understand.
我没关系哈，我们来慢慢看哈。所以整段呢，其实在说明呢，一个悟者哈，他的身心的作用，还有他的状态是怎么样的。
It's okay. We'll study one by one. And the whole paragraph, the whole verses we just read, focus on the stages, the body and the mind, the stages of body and the mind of an enlightened person.
它总共呢可以分五个部分。好，第一个部分就是这个绿色的这个部分，就是第一个呢是一个悟者的身心状态是没有止也没有动，无止无动。
So the whole chunk of verses can be break down to five parts. And the first part talks about the stage of body and the mind of enlightened person. That is.No activity and no rest.
那第二个呢是这个悟者呢面对外在的环境的时候他的反应呢是自然而为的。
And the second part talks about how an enlightened person will react to phenomena that will be just respond naturally.
第三个呢就是 这个悟者呢，对于人事的一个心态呢是平等的，面对任何的人、任何的事是平等的。
The third part talks about the mental stage of enlightened person. What type of attitude that person would have would be treat all phenomena, all person equal with equanimity.
等一下哈，因为这好像不是很清楚。那第四个，好，第四个就是，一个悟者呢，他运用佛法呢是完全的正信，就是没有任何的怀疑。
And the fourth part talks about an enlightened person when he applies Dharma, he would not have any doubt. All the doubts are completely cleared.
最后呢，就是什么呢？任何所有前面的事物、人。好，所有的境界，所有的缘，逢缘对境的时候呢，过了都不会留下任何的痕迹，就是如镜了无痕。
The last part talks about all the phenomena just like a passing, with living without trace, just like a mirror, without anything lingering around.
好，好，这样五个哈，五个清楚哈。好，那怎么说呢？好，我们来一个一个看哈。第一个，身心状态是无止无动的。
So, we just briefly talked about all five parts. Now we will break down and talk in details about each part. The first one is the stage of the body and the mind of an enlightened person. That is no activity and no rest.
接下来就是这个哈，止动无动，动止无止，看起来有八个。字哈，其实只有三个字在换来换去。
So the first two verses are stop activity and there's no activity. When activity stops, there's no rest. So there are eight Chinese characters in these two lines, but actually there are only three words.
有没有哪几个字
？Can you tell which three words?
止跟动还有无嘛，对不对？其实这三个字组合的哈，这是中文哈最麻烦的地方。
So in Chinese, I mean, from our perspective meanings, there are only three words really. One is stop, the other is activity, and third one is no.
那我们就像我们上次讲的哈，能随境界境灭，境随能足哈，就是一堆能跟所哈。那现在就是要考大家哈，止动无动，动止无止，怎么解？
So it's just like the previous verses we have talked about in previous talks about the object is distinguished with subject and subject sinks away with object. It's like the play around with words subject and object. Here, could you tell how the verses plays around with stop activity?
这一段连英文哦，你也不一定看得懂。
Well, the playing around the Chinese characters, Chinese words may get lost in translation in English. You may not detect in English.
你看英文可以理解中文吗？
So when you read English, can you understand Chinese?
No, just stop activity and there is no activity. 哈？哦、OK。没关系哦，我们来看哈、哦，我们就把它拆哈、哦，动词跟名词我们先来分，这样就容易了哈、哦。指第一句止动无动，哪一个是动词，哪一个是名词，哪一个是形容词，有没有
？So the first line, stop activity and there's no activity in Chinese. Which character is verb? Which character is noun?
来，各位看起来中文应该也不差的了，止动。第一个是什么止？止动无动，你要切成止动两个字跟无动两个字，还是还要再切细一点？止动，然后无动，还是怎么样？
So the first line, stop activity and there's no activity. How would you divide those four Chinese characters? should which Chinese character is verb, which is noun, and where would you draw the line?
So you think "子" is a noun? Wu Dong is what? Wu Huo Zi is a 形容词。啊，好，后面呢？都可以啊，那你就没有答案。只是动词，如果从英文来看，对不对 ？Stop activity， 对吧？认为只是动词的举手。
Please you raise your hand if you think a first Chinese character 只 is a verb。
哦，好 ，OK， 那就对了哈。等一下哈，我看一下哈，只哈。就这真的是动词哈，只是什么 ？Stop activity 哈，我们用英文来理解中文。
Yeah, so people who raised hand are correct. The first character, Chinese character 只 is a verb here. It,
然后
it means stop.
对，它要指什么呢？对，指我们这个一直在动乱的什么心。哦、就是要指我们这个一直动乱的心、哦、然后让它怎么样，对，让它、哦、所以呢这个指、哦、就是让它不要动。
So what is the object follows that verb stop? What do you want to try to stop? That is the activity. Further explained, it should be the moving mind. So you try to stop the moving mind, and then followed by no activity refers to the peace of mind.
所以其实你切对哈，你才会理解对。如果你中文切错哈，你就理解完全不一样。好。
So only when you know how to divide up the Chinese characters, group them correctly.Then you will be able to understand the meaning. Otherwise, you probably will get confused.
所以呢，就是指我们要去停止我们那个动乱的心，让这个心怎么样不动。
So the first verse means we try to stop the moving mind and try to return to the peace of mind.
所以这一句话其实就是说。我们一般人修行呢，其实是修止的人哈、哦，就是说我们修行呢，我们想要怎么样呢？要去停止我们这个动乱的心，让这个心不动。
So that verse describes ordinary people, ordinary practitioners. We want to stop the moving mind, want to make the mind return to stillness.
好，第一句训练了一下大家哈、哦，那第二句应该会了吧？动止无止。
So we having the first verse as example, I'm sure the next line will be easier for you.
来，前名词跟动词。
So do you want to try which one is verb, which one is noun?
这下可惨了，这更难。动是名词，然后呢，只是 verbs， 谁在讲话？OK。
So some answers believes the Chinese character dong is noun and zhi is verb.
那我们看英文呢 ？When activity stop, there is no rest. 是这样吗？怎样？你不能被前面的人前面那一句影响哦。前面虽然是第一个字是动词，下面那个不一定第一个是动词哦。Yeah。啊，第一个字是动词，为什么？
其实也没有这个停止的状态。那第二个字是，
再讲一次哈。
嗯，
再讲一次。
对，英文。 讲
没没讲中文。
哦，这第一个指呢是动词，就是说它这个动的这个状态停止，然后呢其实也没有这个停止的状态，所以第二个指呢这种无动的状态是名词，第二个指是名词。
所以这个是讲修行人吗？
嗯，修行的一种状态吧。
So one possible answer is the first Chinese character 指 is verb and the second 指 is a noun. So
OK 好吧，我们揭晓答案了哈。哦，又有人家说了
啊，但是我觉得说这个词跟动啊其实能念读了，念头一起的话，你这个心呐、啊，用是不会停止的。
So 哦，
好。念头如果说这个动起来，念头没办法停止的话，这个心呐、啊，用是在乱的。按念头不起的话，这心呐、啊、是很平静的。
So another possible answer is I don't really care about which one is noun and verb. It doesn't matter. As long I just know as long as there's a thought, then your mind will never stop. There will be activity.
记得哦。我们一开始讲哦，这个是要讲谁的境界，证悟者的境界，对不对 ？So,
do you remember in the very beginning of this talk, we're talking about which stage? It's the stage of enlightenment, right?
So, 前面第一句止动无动哈、哦，已经在讲修行者的，所以他不是一个证悟者。相对下来，应该要讲谁？证悟者。
So.So actually the first verse talks about the stage of mind of a practitioner, not an enlightened person, but a practitioner. So in contrast, the next line will talk about the stage of mind of an enlightened person.
你要说的。所以
哈哈哈哈，第二 second thought 是第二个指，其实可能更应该也是个动词，就是没有这个停的这个状态和过程，没有这个过程。
嗯
嗯，
好。
So second，
后面也有人举手啊，你讲一下吧。
嗯。
达摩面壁比喻，然后呢？
达摩面壁，他是就坐在那边，算是指嘛？
啊，
虽然他指来说，他是在修行，
所以
就是动止无止。
嗯，OK， 好，来。
如果你动了念，还要去动念去指他的话，那就没有止。
嗯，好，大家都有努力尝试的那个勇气。
So everyone tried, and it's very encouraging.
后面有个举手啊，最后一位，后面。
修行者的心是动的，那么他是要修行止。当那个心已经止过了之后呢，他是永远止，所以叫无止，不需要再去止他了，因为正者的心是永远是止境的。
好，慢慢接近答案。
We're getting close to the answer. Someone just said that because it's enlightenment stage, so as an enlightenment person, he doesn't need to put the activity to stop. It will naturally just no stop, no rest.
好，我们来揭晓答案好了，不然一个就讲很久。
Okay, it's time to reveal the answer.
不过呢，其实很多事情你需要自己先去思维哦，你不要一直坐在那边等答案哦。那所有的答案都不是你的，因为你从来没有想过。
It's good that we have this exercise because you will learn better if you think about it first, before you just passively accept the answer.
我的理解啦哈，就是动止呢，其实它是一个状态，好，然后所以叫什么呢？就是动跟止哈，就是。其实什么呢 ？When activity stops， 全部都停了哈、哦，就是动跟止哈、哦，这个状态没有的话， 也没有止这个事情。
So my understanding is the first two Chinese characters 动 and 止 describes a state that is the state of activity and state of rest. So when the state of activity and rest stopped and there's no so-called rest.
这么讲哈，其实说一个证悟者哈，就是他已经达到无心的人哈，其实所有的动哈就自然停止，就叫做动止。好，所有的动呢就自然停止了。好，那我们也可以把然后连止的这个概念呢也不存在，就是无止，这是解释无止。
So what does it mean no rest? It means to an enlightened person, when he reaches a stage of no mind, even there's activity, the mind is not moving. So no matter it's activity or rest, there's no so-called rest anymore.
这个就是什么呢？就是对一个证悟者哈，这个我们一般的那个动乱的心哈，它是自然不会再有那种散乱分别的心，所以叫什么呢？这个动止哈，就是这个自然的这个动哈，一切的动，这个动是指一切的动哈是自然停止的。那我把它合起来是一个名词，你把它分开，这里也可以是动词，这个止也可以是动词。那你合起来是动止，它也是一个状态。翻译就。
So here, I combine the Chinese character dong and the zhi to describe the state of the mind of the enlightened person, because when there is no discriminating mind, all the activities will naturally in a stage of rest. So it can be described as a stage to an enlightened person.
没关系啊，我们再继续看，等一下再查。两寂不成，这个两当然就是指什么？前面的止跟动，对。
So next line talks about since two cannot be established. The word two refers to previous line, the activity and rest.
那也就是说呢，当一个达到无心的人哈，就是证悟者呢，他所有的动都停的话，其实也没有所谓动，也没有所谓止了。那这个动跟止都不成立了，也没有所谓的。一个东西在。
So, from the perspectives of an enlightened person, there's no longer the discrimination concept of activity and the rest. So to him, there's really no distinguishing between activity and the rest.
这一段哈，就是这样哈。那这个一是指什么？一和而有，一和有耳。这一是指什么？
And the next verse says, how can there be one? So what does that one refer to?
一是什么？既然没有止了吗？也没有动了。那有些人会认为呢，那我就在那边不动。这样又有一个东西，我在那边不动哦。可是对于一个证悟者来说，他也没有动，也没有止了。他应该要连这个谁在那边不动不止的这个谁都不存在。有还有一项啊，对，所以是这个一是指什么？好，让他翻译。
So, because from the perspective of enlightened person, there's no this discriminated mind of the concept of activity and the rest. So, some people will give rest. Okay, since you said that there's no activity and no rest, so I will just remain not moving. So that must be right. No, because you're still holding on to that one, not moving. Who is not moving? From the perspective of the enlightened person, that who eventually will let go, that who, and that who does not exist.
所以这个一哈，其实主要是说那个自我中心哈，那个一其实都没有。
So that one really refers to the ego, the self that feels not moving.
好，我们整个来看啊、哦，止动无动，动止无止，两寂不成，一何有耳？好，这整个四句其实它就是要来，就是来去鉴别，就是来去分别说一个证悟者跟一个还在修行的人最大的差别。
So, looking back, these four lines, stop activity and there's no activity.When activity stops, there's no rest. Since two cannot be established, how can there be one? All these lines are talking about the differences between a stage of a practitioner and the stage of the mind and body of enlightened person.
我们一般人修行，在修行的时候呢，其实我们有方法。好，这个方法呢，只有一个方法，这个方法是为了要让我们很散乱的心让它可以停下来、哦、所以呢又有方法然后又要停散乱的心所以它是多的它不是一它也不是二、哦、那这样来看的话这是我们还在修行的阶段的人这个就还不算是什么体证证悟的人
So for ordinary people who practice Chan Usually they use a method and use a method to stop the scattered mind to make the mind focused or unified. And so that when you're using that type of method, it's not one, not two. There's still multiple things and that cannot be equal to enlightenment stage.
但是呢我们必须要从很粗的动的心、哦、然后慢慢进入到维系的不动的心然后再慢慢进入到更维系的不动的心然后最后呢你会感觉到整个心几乎是不动了
But it's a course of practice it's a process you still have to practice to train your mind from very scattered very coarse mind to a refined mind and to even further refined mind and eventually to the mind that you feel that it's almost not moving.
就一般我们讲禅修的过程哦，初禅、二禅、三禅，甚至于到最后的飞翔、飞翔处禅，到这里它就是一层一层一层，让你的心好像整个就是不动了。
So this is a practitioner, a diligent practitioner would experience their minds from very coarse to very refined.From shallow, from not very deep samadhi to very deep samadhi to the fourth deity, dhyana, and to the level of neither thinking nor non-thinking, reach that stage, you almost feel your mind is not moving.
就像佛陀、哦、他刚还没有证悟之前，他不是有两个禅修老师？好、哦，这两个禅修老师其实修到的定，就是刚我们讲的非想非非想出定。那这两个老师都认为说他们已经解脱了。
Just like Shikamuni Buddha story, in his story, before he reached enlightenment, he had two outpast practitioners as teachers, and those two teachers have reached deep samadhi to the stage of non-thinking, neither thinking nor non-thinking that stage, and they thought they have reached enlightenment.
可是释迦牟尼佛会发现到说呢到了那个境界的时候其实呢他还有一个念只要那个念还在呢其实你只要一对境这个念是一个念呢又会一对到境呢就会有另外一个所缘就变成二二里面呢又会产生再多一个念头变三所以只要还有一个念它会再产生二再产生三再产生无量无边的念心念他觉得这样还不算是最究竟的解脱。
But Shakyamuni Buddha disagreed with those, his two teachers because he noticed at that deep samadhi stage, there's still one thought. And because of that one thought, when the condition arises, that one thought will gives rise to two, and the two will give rise to multiple phenomena. So he believed it cannot be the ultimate enlightenment stage if you can still give rise to two and multiples.
所以我们在外面学佛、哦、也有很多人是 标榜，就是说，我你跟我修行哦，你可以达到什么样的一个身心的安定的状态，然后你可以进入到一个怎么样的一个世界，好、哦，然后你去跟着他用他的方法的时候，的确你可能也会达到这样的一个状态哦，他就会告诉你说，那这样就是你的身心可以得到解脱解放。
So actually, many outpath nowadays, many outpath practitioners also claim that if you follow his method, he will help you to get to the stage of unique stage of body and the mind, and you almost feel like you get liberation.
但是我们要怎么样去判断呢？就是刚刚我们这边讲的哈、哦，只要有一个想要去指你的心。想要指你动乱的心，然后让你自己进入到一个不动乱的状态呢，他都还有一个一的时候，其实教你的那个人他也只达到这个境界而已，他还是有一个一，他还不算是完全的解脱证悟的人。
So these four verses teaches us how to tell the difference between that deep samadhi and the true enlightenment stage, because as long as that teacherclaims to teach you and lead you to the deep samadhi, to that stage, as long as there's still one thought of trying to reach that stage or stop any activities in mind, as long as there's still one thought, that is not true enlightenment.
那这样的一个状态也不是不好，但是呢，就是你必须用他的方法，而且这些方法也可以操作到熟练的时候，你只要一用上他的方法，你就可以达到那个境界。可是你不用他的方法呢，你就像一般人一样，贪嗔痴慢疑全部都有了。
Yes, so I'm not saying that these outpath practitioner methods are not good, in the sense that they can lead you to that stage. It is good, but the problem is it's not ultimate enough, because when you use their methods, your body and mind can reach to that deep samadhi stage. But when you're not using their methods, when you return to your normal life, you're just like the rest of people who have greed, hatred, and ignorance.
佛释迦牟尼佛他前面十年收的弟子哈，大多数都是在这一些禅定的一些僧团里面学到这样的一个阶段，就是一。好，可是就是他们自成一个团体，但是呢他们还在找一个老师，就是让他可以理解这个一到底是什么的。当他们学到这样的一个阶段的时候，再碰到释迦牟尼佛，只要释迦牟尼佛讲几句话，他们全部很快马上几乎证阿罗汉果，就真的是解脱。
So in the first 10 years Shikamoni Buddha actually had a lot of disciples who are at that type of stage, who already reached one mind but not yet reached enlightenment. So those people formed a group, and they were still searching for teachers to get the ultimate liberation. So once they met Buddha, Shikamoni Buddha, and Shikamoni Buddha taught their method and asked them to let it go, that eventually that one mind, they were all got enlightened.
像舍利弗、目犍连，然后各带500个弟子哈，也就是这样，直接就成为佛陀最早期的那1000个弟子。
Like Shariputra, the famous disciple Shariputra, he also had 500 disciples, and they all joined the Shakyamuni Buddha, and they all got enlightened.
我们现在没有释迦牟尼佛，怎么办？
So now we don't have Shakyamuni Buddha with us anymore. So what should we do?
还好啦哈，因为我们还有一个圣严师父的禅法。
But it's still okay because we still have Master Sheng Yan's teachings with us.
就禅宗的部分哈，就是希望说也能够就是破除这个所谓的最后的那个一。的执着，然后最后你可以真的证得到无心的阶段。
So hopefully by using Chan methods, we can let go the last attachment to that one mind and eventually reach enlightenment.
好， 这个是第一个哈，就是让我们去认识一个是禅者的身心状态呢，他其实已经没有所谓像我们一般人的那种动乱的心。
So the first four lines talks about the first part that as an enlightened person, the stage of body and mind is no longer like the ordinary people. There's no moving thoughts.
所以既然他没有所谓的连动跟止，连止的概念都没有了哈，就是说他对外在的境哈，其实已经没有这种所谓动止，哈。好不好的这个分别了。
And even further, things for enlightened person, there's no distinction, really no distinction between activity and the rest. He wouldn't have developed mental inclination of likes and dislikes of one particular stage.
那接下来他会怎么样呢？也就是说当他的身心是这样的状态的时候，他面对外境的时候呢，他就可以怎么样很自然的反应了。
So we just talked about enlightenment person's body and mind stage. So how would he react to the outside? That would be just followNaturally respond to causes and conditions.
所以就是下两句哈，就是究竟穷极不存规则。
So the next two verses talked about that stage. In the very ultimate, rules and standards do not exist.
那意思是什么呢？就是说修行到最后哈，没有一定的规则，不可以，也不需要用世间的道德或伦理来衡量。然后他对一切的事物呢是最自然的反应，而且呢面对不同的众生不同的需求，他也会产生不同的因应之道。
So these two lines talks about once enlightened person reach that stage, they're not really bound by human rules or laws or moral codes. They cannot be judged by worldly standards anymoreThey just spontaneously help sentient beings in accordance with causes and conditions.
那这个是这是什么意思哈？就是没有世间的道德跟伦理，这样有点恐怖哈。
So what does that mean without bound by the moral codes and laws? That sounds very scary.
你意思是说，只要证悟的人。就不用持戒，那也不用所谓的伦理道德咯。
Does that mean as long as you're enlightened, you don't need to keep precepts anymore?
有吗？你有看过这样的证悟的人吗？
Have you ever seen people like that? Enlightened person like that?
有没有？你说一般人说什么？比如说什么济公活佛啊？有吧？济公。
So some people probably heard cause something in Chinese history called 济公. It's a monk who lives a quite liberated life without
又吃吃肉又喝酒，然后疯疯癫癫。
It's often refers to a little crazy monk because he eats meat and also drinks.
那你们觉得呢？他算不算一个活佛？
我
们现在外面有很多活佛。
Do you think he's considered as a live Buddha?
Live Buddha? Oh, okay. 活佛翻译 live Buddha. Okay. 你觉得这个不存规则哈，这件事情是要讨论的。就是说，很多人就是因为这样哈，他就告诉你说。啊，我告诉你，我已经开悟了，我不需要这一些戒律，也不需要这些了。你这些都是拘束，这些都是约束，这都不重要，这是外在的身外之物。那你相信他吗？
So if someone claims that he's enlightened and he doesn't need to obey the rules or observe moral codes anymore, do you believe him?
师父曾经讲一个故事哈，是真实的哈，在美国西部哈，有一个禅师，他的弟子哈。那禅师就跟弟子们说啊，解脱自在是怎样怎样怎样的哈、哦。结果那个弟子就想，哦，是这样这样哈、哦。结果这样大家在里边睡觉的时候呢，他就跑到外面去睡觉。
So there's once there's a story that a master told his disciples what the enlightenment person, what the enlightenment stage is, and what the enlightenment person would do, and blah blah blah. And the disciple listened and took that to heart. So when people were practicing the Chan Hall, he went outside and sleeping.
那甚至于呢，大家在吃饭的时候，跟师父一起吃饭的时候，这个弟子呢，就拿了一坨大便摆在桌上，饭桌上。
And even when people are eating, he acted up and put shit on the table.
这下可好了，他有没有解脱？
So what do you think? Do you think he's liberated?
如果你是他师父，你会怎么办？
So if you're his master, what would you do?
哈？慢用，请谁慢用？
So, someone said, probably the 师父 say, help yourself.
最后呢，这师父把这个徒弟赶出去了。
So, the end of story, the 师父 actually asked the disciple to go.
为什么这个徒弟会这个样子？
So, why would the disciple act like that?
他认为的解脱就是完全不受这些规矩的限制，所以应该在里面，他就在外面，这不是就解脱了吗？对不对？应该吃饭，那吃大便也一样啊，对不对？是不是这样？他认为的。
Because the disciple really, fanfaron about the concept of liberation, or he believed liberation to be this way. This, when people are here practicing, he can be outside. When people are eating.He can put shit on the table. He thinks that doesn't matter as a liberated person.
所以他算解脱吗？
But is he truly liberated?
那他不算，那他算什么？
So if he doesn't count, so what? How do you explain his behavior?
颠倒，他在模仿一个解脱者的样子。
So actually, his behavior is really merely trying to imitate what a liberated person would look like, what it would do.
我们会这样模仿吗？
Would you try to do that?
当然不会啊，因为我们现在想这个太离谱了哈。但是我们自己会不会听了很多很多一个证悟者啊、公案啊的这些状态之后，我们在修行的时候，我们会不会也不小心模仿？
Of course, we wouldn't do that because it's too absurd. But still, after you have heard so many stories, so many gongans and stories about enlightened persons, would you try to imitate or do what they do?
我们讲简单的例子哈，比如说像打坐，你要做得好哦，就是要不动。然后如果你前面那个也坐着不动，旁边也坐着不动，后面也坐，旁边也坐着不动，那你就觉得说，他们可能要解脱了，或者已经在解脱了，那我是不是也坐着不动看看这样。
To give you an example, if you consider sitting still is a good sitting, and also if you observe that people in front of you, people next to you are all sitting still, not movingYou probably would try to sit still as well because you believe people around you are probably already liberated or on the way to be liberated.
我有一次我在打禅期哦，解期之后呢，就有人告诉我说，就是那个外内户哈，就是说法师，凡是你惊醒的时候哈，你在惊醒的时候，你后面都跟着一个人。
So one time I attended an intensive 7-day retreat, and after the retreat finished, someone told me that, 法师, I observed that someone followed you when you're walking.
Walking meditation.
Yeah, when you were doing the walking meditation.
你就应该是一个学生嘛，哈，因为他觉得我的禅修状况好像很不错。
That was my student, and he believed that.I'm an advanced practitioner and I'm in a very good stage, so he wanted to follow me.
你说自然惊醒的时候，他就跟着我自然惊醒的步伐在后面跟。
So when I was doing walking meditation, he would follow me all around.
就是 natural walking, 他就 natural walking, 就是跟着我的 step.
So when I was doing natural walking meditation, he would just follow each step.
然后快步进行的时候，他也跟着我很快哈，就是反正就跟在我后面就对了。
And when I was doing a fast walking meditation, he would do exactly the same.
可是我、
so, in any event, he was just following me.
我也不知道他跟不跟得上哈，因为我快步进行的时候不太是非常快的哈，我不知道谁可以跟得上我。
I don't know if he can really follow me when I was doing the fast walking meditation because I walked really fast.
然后当我漫不经心的时候，他也跟着我漫不经心。
And while I was doing the slow walking meditation, and he did exactly the same.
那你知道为什么要跟吗？
And do you know why he won't follow me? 哈哈。Because someone said, well, that's because as a beginner, in that person's mind, he wants to have an example of Buddha to follow.
他其实是这样想要揣摩、哦、揣摩说我如果用这样的速度的话，我是在怎么样的一个心境、哦、那他以我为对象，他就揣摩说、哦、我现在在漫步经时候，我就慢慢进入漫步，那我也学他这样的一个状态的时候，我是不是也进入那个状态。
Because that student really wants to enter into the stage that I was in. When I was doing the slow walking meditation, I slowly get into that stage. And he wanted to go into that stage too by just following exactly what I did.
那你觉得他可以揣摩得到吗？
Do you think he can get what he wants?
可以吗？没有人举手。可以
，Someone said yes。
有几分可以啊、哦？
没有，要看他的慧根跟他的聪明。
哦，
每个人能
够。那欢迎你去打禅期。
Someone said yes, and depends on his abilities and smartness. And Rush said, "Well, welcome."
当你在揣摩着别人的心情的时候，你的心灵的状态是什么
？So when you try to imitate others.What your own state of mind?
你的念头都是妄念，你就想他现在是这样，哦，应该是这样，全部都是真的还是假的，都是他想象出来的。
Because when he was trying to imitate me, his mind was full of wandering thoughts because he was thinking, oh, is this right? Is that right? Am I following her correctly?
然后他想象我是在那个很。进入疑团疑情的状态。
And he was imagining which stage I was in. He was imagining法师 was probably in the stage of a great doubt.
然后他觉得他只要动作跟我一样的时候，他也可以进入疑团疑情。
And he felt he could be in the same doubt if he followed exactly.
请问他有没有在他自己的方法上？
So I want to ask you, do you think he's right on his own method?
No, 他的脑袋里面都只有我。我啊，这个法师，不是他，他自己。
No, he wasn't on his method because his mind was full of me, full of following me.
所以，所有的东西都是制造出来的。
So everything is created by the mind.
所以他怎么可能可以进入到他认为的那个状态呢
？So how could he enter into the stage that he wanted to？
所以哈、哦，其实所有的禅修，尤其是禅修，它重在哪里呢？重在心地法门。
So all practice, all Chan practice, the most important thing is the how to train your mind。
所以你的心是要。你的整个全副的身心其实是要在你自己的方法上还有你自己的身心状态下去用功的，你整个全身心是要在你自己的状态内。
So the correct way is that you should really focus on your own state of mind and focus on your own method.
所以你不是去模仿一个证悟者他的一个状态，然后认为模仿久了就是弄假成真。
So it's really not helpful to imitate other people and believing that if you imitate long enough and you may eventually the force will become real and you can get to the same stage.
圣贤师父有提到、哦、早期的美国的那个 hippies、哦、他们就是听到说禅者的那种洒脱自在，所以呢他的生活也是这个样子，所以整个 hippie 其实给社会的印象是好的嘛，你就觉得啊邋邋遢遢，然后睡无睡相，坐无坐相，吃也是乱吃，然后又抽烟又喝酒又吸毒，对吧？所以很多人就说你看这 CP 就是学了禅宗就长这个样子。
师父、Master 圣严 once mentioned that、the hippies back those days, hippies wanted to imitate what Chan practitioner do because they quite admired Chan practitioner's ease of mind, so they tried to followBut do they give people good impression? No, they look lazy and dirty and abuse drugs.
嗯，这是一个例子哈。所以我们听到的所谓的禅者的一个身心的境界哈，其实不能从行为上去学习、去模仿的。
So.When we hear about or admire a Chan practitioner's state of body and mind, we cannot learn just by mimic their behavior. We have to learn by training our own mind.
我们再举比如说虚云老和尚，我们看虚云老和尚的照片是头发很长，胡子很长，那是不是说出家人解脱他也算是证悟者哈、哦？解脱之后就可以不用剃头发，也不用剃胡须，这个样子。
So another story is about Master 虚云. We have all seen his picture, and he has really long hair. So does that mean as long as you're liberated, you're enlightened, you don't need to shave your head and beard anymore?
有一本书哈、哦，也是介绍所有在森林里面修道的那些仙人、哦、那一个人那个作者专门去森林里面找这些道士仙人、哦、然后他们长的样子也跟虚云老和尚一样、哦、可是他们是仙人道人、哦、那是不是他的心境他的状态是不是跟虚云老和尚一样是彻悟者呢？
So there's a popular book outside talks about a person goes into the mountain Zhongnan to interview a lot of people who practice method to lead into immortals, and they all look, those practitioners all look like Master 虚云 with long hair, but does that mean they reach the same stage of Master 虚云？
而且他们也离群所居哦，生活也很简单，然后住在山上，然后也不要求这些所谓世间物质的享受，好像很像哦。
And they all live a very simple, solitary life and not attached to any material things. Looks very familiar, looks very similar to what Master 虚云has.
后来那个作者、哦、其实他接近了几十位，后来他得到一个观察之后得到一个结论。
And the author had the chance to have access to a couple of people practitioners who practice that type of.
当他发现一个仙人的茅棚的时候、哦、他只要一住进去、哦、那个仙人、哦、他可能最多看到他一眼，从此以后这个仙人不见了。
And one time when the author entered into the place that immortal was living, he only had chance to see that person once, and then afterward the person disappeared.
那些人连他自己原来的茅棚都不要了。
And that practitioner even because the that practitioner even disregarded his own place.
为什么？ Why?
Why is that?
因为他发现那个仙人觉得，哇，有一个世间的人来打扰我修行，我赶快躲到更里面。他就躲到更里面哦，他就完全不跟这个所谓的这个作者、哦、互动讲话，然后也不要跟他住在一起，他觉得他被干扰了。
Because that that practitioner felt he's been disturbed by this author, by the author, because he didn't want to interact with the author at all. He didn't want to talk. He didn't want to be seen. So once the author discovered his place, he immediately escaped and want to escape into deep wood.
Because 这个作者他又发现说呢，如果这一个人是一个佛教的修行者哈，他会发现呢，他的茅棚里面呢就比较不一样，他会为他为这个作者哈准备饮食三餐。然后呢，虽然他那一个修道的人哦，他也是在山林里面修行，可是他不会舍弃掉他的茅棚，而且他会照顾这个作者哦。他就觉得，哎，这个中国人的那种比较是修佛教的，然后虽然也是在山林里面闭关什么，但他就不一样哦，他会跟他互动，然后也会跟他，但是可能也不讲话，但是会照顾这个作者。
And the author also wrote that if that practitioner is a practicing Buddha Dharma, even though he wouldn't actively engage in talks with the author, he would take care of the author. He wouldn't escape, he wouldn't run away. He would instead take care of giving the author three meals and really taking care of him.
两个有什么不同?
So what the differences are between the outpost practitioner and the Buddha, the practitioner of Buddha Dharma in that mountain?
大圣小圣哈。
Someone answered that the difference between small vehicle and big vehicle practitioners.
应该 Mahayana or Theravada.
Theravada.
Yeah. 好，这样子对 Theravada 可能不是很公平。
That might be not fair enough to Theravada practitioner.
好，那最后那个作者也觉得说，这一些在山林修行的人呢，他大概只是就是食那种天地之精华的那一种，哦，他还是少了一些人间性，哦，但是属于佛教的这些修行人呢，他们还是有一些人间性的部分，就比较有这种菩萨的心胸。
So, the author observed that.Outpost practitioners, they kind of lack of the Bodhisattva spirit. They're more focused on practicing on their own and getting essence from the heaven and earth. But for practitioners of Buddha Dharma, they, even though they practice solitarily, they still have the spirit of Bodhisattva.
这作者是一个外国人。
And the author is a foreigner.
就是 Western.
Westerner.
Yeah.所以我不是讲中国人的好话，是外国人自己去观察的。
So this is from the observation from a Westerner.
好，那回到虚云老和尚，他之所以没有剃发没有剃须，不表示说呢他不遵守戒律，虚云老和尚持戒非常的严谨。
So return to Master Xu Yun's story.The fact that he didn't shave his head and beard doesn't mean that he doesn't care or follow precepts. He actually kept precepts very strictly.
那在圣严师父的说法是，因为他长期闭关，然后长期的时间，所以他已经习惯了这个样子，就是没有去处理他的头发跟他的胡子。
So, Master, Sheng Yan, from his book, he gave the explanation about the fact is because Master Xu Yun keep leading long retreats, so he doesn't really have time to take care of his hair and beard, and eventually he gets used to this type of life.
但人们对他的尊敬哦，不是来自于说他长得像不像一个很端庄庄严的出家人，而是他的语默动静呈现出来的就是一个禅者的一个慈悲跟智慧。
And people shows respect to Master Xu Yun not because his appearance as a very solemn monk, but instead of the wisdom and the compassion that he shows.
因为他重建了复兴了非常多的禅宗的祖庭， 可是他每重建一个呢，他把那一边的团队建立之后，他就离开这个主庭，他不会眷恋在那个主庭的任何一个职位上。
Because throughout his life, Master Xu Ying rebuilt many monasteries of these ancient Chan masters. But once he finished building a rebuilt that monastery, he would not stay in joy, but he would keep going on.
他没有在很多地方挂名挂住持方丈，可是人不在那里。
he probably will be claimed as the abbot president there, but he wouldn't stay there. He would keep going on to rebuild more monasteries.
而且他生活可以随遇而安，因为在复建的过程中其实是非常的苦，可能住没有住的地方，吃也没有吃得很好，可能也碰到很多人事的问题，可是他都可以很淡然的去处理它，没有任何的是非。
And his body and mind are always at ease, even during the process of rebuilding monasteries. He probably would encounter a lot of difficulties and issues, and he can deal with them with ease.
而且还可以掌握真正佛法的一个，就是所谓慈悲的内涵，还有呢，就是。利益众生的那个悲悯的心。
And during this process, he really shows the compassion, and compassion of Buddha Dharma and the wisdom that associated with it, and cares about all people.
他看待每一个人，即便那个是土豪，所谓土豪就是地方的那一种。就是专门喜欢争权夺利，或者是专门喜欢贪小便宜的那些人，或者是寺院里面的那些出家众，出家人不像出家人，没有守戒律，或者是就是一片荒唐的生活。就面对这一些人，他都没有所谓的分别，说你不好，他不好，而是他把他们转化成正面的，然后真正像一个修行的出家人，或者是护持佛法的。
And when Master Xu Ying encountered different people, like people who were pretty greedy and only interested in power, or people who were monastics but do not follow precepts very well, who do absurd things, Master Xu Ying did not give rise to vexations or dislike these type of people. Instead,He would try to use Buddha Dharma to transform them, to help them to become a good monk, become good monks and become good lay practitioners.
你们可以看他的传叫做什么？虚空的云，啊
？So
空虚的云还是虚空的云？空虚的云。
So people, if you are interested, you should read his autobiography named Empty Cloud.
或者你想快一点的话，你就看《百年虚云》十集的电视剧就看完了。
Or if you want a quick result, you probably can watch. There's a TV documentary, TV show made for him called Master Xu Ying 100 Years.
那他是怎么样呢？就是第三个哈、哦，起心平等，所作俱喜。
So.His stage really relates to the third part, which is develop a mind of equanimity and all deeds are put to rest.
也就是说呢，其实一个证悟的人、哦、其实他的心已经开发出怎么样的一个心呢？就是平等的心，没有两边，就是没有所谓有无空有的这两边，没有任何的分别的心。其实他整个心开发出来的心就是一个平等的心。
So, as an enlightened person, he already developed a mind of equanimity without attachment to either existence or emptiness.
所以呢，所作俱喜，就是所有他所做的一切事情呢，怎么样呢？就是做了等于没有做，完全不会停留在他的内心，哦，就是他心到平等的状态的时候，做任何事情等于没有做。全部都习就是止习。
Therefore, all deeds are put to rest, which that means, no matter what he has done, he would let it go. He wouldn't attach to that. So everything is put to rest.
也就是说他不是不做哦，就是所做聚习，就是说他不是不做任何的事，而是他做任何的事，好，他也很用心的在做，但是他在做的时候呢，是没有一个自我的中心在做，就是没有一个自我的利害得失，然后没有一个自我的个人的喜好，好，还有呢判断，好，该不该或者是什么，他就是众生需要什么，他自然的就依众生的反应自然的做，那众生需要结束了，他也不再需要再去做什么了，他就随着众生需要的满足，他也完成了这件事情，然后也不会在心里留下任何的东西。
So when we say all these are put to rest, it doesn't mean that you don't do anything, you don't do things. It only means that when enlightened person doing things, they do it without involving self-interest or judgments of likes or dislikes. They just naturally respond to the needs of sentient beings, and when the needs are finished or completed, they will just move on or let go. They wouldn't stick to that.
这个外面有些人说哈，就是有一些他是已经解脱的人哈，他说。我是你的上司，或者是我是你的师父哈，那你应该要恭敬供养我这个师父，对吧？好，我教你这么多或者是什么，那你应该要怎么样学会去恭敬供养师父？这句话本身就有问题。
So there are a lot of practitioners out there that claiming they are enlightened.But at the same time, they said to their disciples that I'm your teacher, you should pay respect and make offerings to me. And there's issues about this statement.
你看，或者是呢，好，你来到我这里，你学了之后呢，哇，你现在呢进入这个等级，然后下面有一个新的人来了之后呢，好，有新的来了，你要去带这个新的人，你再上升一个等级。好，然后再有新的人来的时候，那原来的人就再去学，再去带，然后你再上升一个等级，原来上升一个等级的人再上升一个等级，那总共有五个等级。
Or I heard there's practitioners will give different stages to people who recruit new members. If you recruit new members, you will be able to advance one level, and there are 5 levels in total.
但是你最后你最高的上面的上司是谁呢？我，就是我。
And who is in the highest level? It's me, the teacher.
所以当我要接引一大堆人的时候，当我们要接引一大堆人的时候，我是那个最主要的人，我是坐在那个中间的人，然后你们呢坐旁边。
So that's why when I try to deliver a lot of people or recruit a lot of people, they are all beneath me. I will be in the middle, sit on the highest level.
假如你是坐在下面被接引的人，如果你看到旁边那个中间那个师父说这些是什么什么等级的护法，这是什么等级的护法，这是什么等级的护法，这是什么？那他们是都是你们的什么学长，然后我呢是你们的如来或者是什么什么佛这样子。请问你是继续坐在下面呢，还是你会有别的选择？
So if someone says to you that these people are practiced before you join, so they are at a higher level and I'm your teacher, the ultimate teacher, and I'm just like a Buddha. And when you hear that, do you choose to continue to sit there or do you have other choices?
甚至他告诉你说，你只要继续跟着我学哦，你接下来也可以坐旁边，甚至于你可以变成我的入室弟子，就只有我可以秘密教你一些法，他们就不会学到了。你要不要继续？
And they would further claim that as long as you follow me, you use my method, one day you will sit next to me, and even better, I will invite you to become my best secret. I will give you all my secret methods to become.My inner room disciples.
会吗？你们会不会继续？
Would you continue?
不过你们坐在这里，大概就不会去那些地方了。
I guess you probably won't be tricked because you're already sitting here.
因为你一定发现，有下面最平最低的人，跟有上面中等的人，还有站上面最高的人，这是平等吗？
Because you probably discover that when there's different levels of people, is there still equanimity? Is there still equalness?
就像佛陀说的吗？所谓的所有的众生都是有如来的佛性这样的一个概念吗？然后佛陀里面所说的没有所谓的分别，可是这完全一看就是有，而且还很明显登机。
Because Shakyamuni Buddha has already said that all sentient beings have Buddha nature, and all sentient beings are equal. But that type of practice directly contradicts what Buddha said.
所以这个是很重要的，就是平等心。前面我们讲的三个，一个是他个人的身心状态是不动，止，没有所谓止跟动。然后第二个呢，他其实是虽然他不存规则，他已经没有所谓一定的规范，但是呢他一定会因应众生不同的需要，他会呈现不同 的反应，但是呢他对所有的东西都是平等。
So a truly enlightened person, although they would not observe, maybe not observe worldly rules, they will still respond naturally to sentient beings' needs, and their body and the mind are always at ease, and they will develop a mind of equanimity without distinguished thought, without distinctions anymore.
这三个条件，接下来还有两个很重要的条件，因为它很重要，所以我们下礼拜再讲。
And there are two more parts to finish this one, because they are very important, so we'll leave them to the next talk.
因为时间到了啦，好，我们下礼拜要继续把另外两个条件讲一下。好，
今
天到这里。
We'll continue with the next talk.
阿弥陀佛。